It is Thursday, September 19th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 47 days until the presidential election. And the mainstream media finally has the foreign collusion election interference story that they have been craving for 8 years. They finally have it, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump announces that the FBI has reached out to him to let him know that Iran has been colluding with the Kamala Harris campaign to interfere in the 2024 presidential election. That's right. That's right. Finally, the foreign collusion election interference story that the mainstream media has been begging for, dying for, they finally have it. Now, will they hype it up as much as they have in the past? Will there be hearings? Will there be 24/7 news cycles? Will there be impeachments? Will there be calls for resignations and disqualifications? Not if the old rule applies. Hey, we found some foreign collusion. Was it a Democrat? Yes. Not a story. Was it a Republican? Yes. Front page, back page, middle page, the lead, the close, the tease, everything. So we'll tell you what Donald Trump is saying. And then a strange story out of his rally in Arizona now, where people apparently were poisoned. It's a bit of a mystery now. We'll show you what's going on with that. Then we've got some clips from the Trump rally yesterday in New York, which was huge. And some stories that developed out of that as well. You've got top hedge fund managers. You've got top economy experts, financial experts, all warning that if Trump loses this election, the economy is going to collapse. Yeah, I mean, what we've seen now is like probably small potatoes to what could be. But, you know, Kamala Harris, she's not burdened by what could be, or how does it go? I'm not smart enough to understand. Then you've got a bunch of Diddy news. And this stuff is just crazy. You know, maybe it's just a human interest thing. Maybe it goes deeper than that. But it's kind of like that it's just that thing hiding in plain sight. And then, you know, Diddy is he's famous and he's popular and he works with the Democrats and he's cool with Obama and it's all this stuff. And then you find out who he really was or who he's alleged to be. So we got a bunch of stuff on that. Quite shocking, you might say. And then there have been some actions going on with some votes in Congress, which is back in session. It looks like it might all just fail. I hope so. Shut down the government. What do I care? All right. But actually shut it down. They do this like they fake this shutdown like it's nothing. The government's not going to shut down. What, the DMV is going to operate? I can't even get into the DMV anyway.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Presidential election. And we are really in the thick of it now. Last night, after Trump's huge rally in New York, we'll talk more about that. Is New York in play for Donald Trump? Well, I might say that he would or could win New York. Except I think the Democrats have the cheat and the rig job so down pat there that there's probably not a chance. But huge rally, multiple stories even develop out of the rally. And then he gets off stage. He also recorded with Greg Gutfeld. So he was on the Gutfeld show last night, which is now number one in late night comedy. And it's not even a network. It's Fox News, so it's cable. So he beats out all the network late night shows, even though he's behind the cable wall. So Trump went on with him. There were some interesting parts there. We'll play a couple of those. But he gets off the stage and he immediately posts this on his Truth Social account. Wow, just out. The FBI caught Iran spying on my campaign and giving all of the information to the Kamala Harris campaign. Therefore, she and her campaign were illegally spying on me. To be known as the Iran case, will Kamala resign in disgrace from politics? Will the communist left pick a new candidate to replace her? Now, I'm suspecting, obviously, Trump is being sarcastic here. I don't think the Democrats will replace Kamala Harris. It's the irony. It's the double standard. It's the whataboutism. And if anybody tries to play that game with you, oh, that's whataboutism. Say, yeah, what about it? That's whataboutism. Yeah, so what about it? So I'm sure the FBI probably contacted Trump himself. Now the story is everywhere, but see, there's a big difference. The average American doesn't really seek out news and information like you do. The average American isn't listening to political talk shows like you do. The average American that might want to get some news may tune in to their favorite news network when they get home from work or when they're sitting around the dinner table or maybe in the morning. Might be the local, might be the networks. But it's a very passive consumption of news. And then you mix that with whatever propaganda that's forced into their consciousness with the push notifications and the stuff that goes to your phone. That's the average American experience when it comes to news consumption. So when I talk about this audience being in the 1%, the top 1%, or I guess you might say the 99th percentile, really, of the most informed people in the country, That's the truth. If you listen to this show, you're in the 99th percentile. You are in the top 1% when it comes to being politically informed with news and current events. So what's the irony here? What's the whataboutism? I'm watching the news last night, and I got them all pulled up. They're not even covering this. Now, granted, let's give it a night, because Trump didn't post this till late at night. In fact, guys, just pull up some of the Kill Trump media, NBC, ABC, CNN. Let's see their headlines. Let's see when they were published. So I'll give the primetime nightly news a pass, and I'll see. Let's see what they do tonight. Now, they wouldn't wait 24 hours if it was Trump, Russia. They'd be on it. They'd preempt everything that they already had. Guaranteed. So whatever show the Kill Trump media already had planned with the producers and the teleprompters and everything else, they would have preempted it. And it would have been all Trump. So most of these people just got their stories published. We're just looking at kind of the mainstream news press, which is just the internet now. Last night. So, okay, they didn't preempt whatever guests, whatever coverage, whatever stories they had. They didn't preempt it with this story. Now, if it was Trump, obviously they would have. So let's see what they do tonight. But you watch all the networks last night, you would have not even known about this. You would have never even heard about this. But again, you know, if it was Trump, Russia, or anybody, Trump, any country, you name it, everything would have been preempted, and it would have been the lead, it would have been the tease, and it would have been the close on every single show. They would have had new graphics made up. They'd have new little bugs even. You know, Trump Foreign Collusion Watch, day one. Would have been a whole thing. Would have been a whole thing. But see, I'm not going to hold my breath that the Kill Trump media even covers this tonight. They might mention it. They'll probably be forced to mention it. And they'll read off whatever statement that they're told to by the deep state, just so they can cover it, just so they can mention it, and then it'll just come and go. Do you think they'll treat this the same way they did Trump Russia? Do you think they'll lead with this? Do you think they'll make sure every single American knows that the Kamala Harris campaign was colluding with Iran to interfere in the 2024 election? Do you think they're going to force that story into the American consciousness? So they're already running coverage for this. You can see in the stories the crew is pulling up. They're already running coverage for this. It's not what it looks like. It's actually Trump that did it. Literally, that's what they said in the, I don't know, who published that one you pulled up? That was hilarious. It's actually Trump that did it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's Trump that's an Indian black woman. It was Rachel Maddow? Of course it was. Of course it was. Oh, and it was Huffington Post. Trump did not use hacked material in 2016. The difference is that WikiLeaks published material that was handed over to them, likely from Seth Rich, who was then murdered for it. A Democrat employee who was a Bernie Sanders supporter who was upset that they stole it from Sanders. So he showed all the corruption to WikiLeaks. It got published. They murdered Seth Rich. So that's not Trump colluding with anybody. That's Trump looking at what is now publicly available documents, having nothing to do with a hack. But okay, you tell your lies to your audience. So let's just see if this gets the same coverage. But I won't even get into too much of the collusion or interference aspect of this for now, because I kind of want to wait and see what the mainstream media does with this. Let's look at the spying angle. Remember, they spied on Donald Trump leading up to the 2016 election, and that came out. And first they said, and they published it in the New York Times, that Trump was wiretapped. And then Trump says, oh, they were tapping me. And then they change the headline and they say, oh, no, it never happened. Oh, yeah. Just pretend like you didn't publish the story that bragged about it. Oh, yeah, that never happened. That never happened. So, are they spying on Trump again? Are they using foreign intelligence agencies to spy on Trump? Now, let's even look at the larger picture here. Remember, it was Barack Obama that was very favorable to Iran with his foreign policy, so much to the extent where he gave them pallets of cash. Cash money. Hey, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So again, I'm not even sitting here freaking out about, oh, Iran and the Kamala Harris campaign, it's interference, it's collusion. That's what they should be doing. That's what they should be doing, but they won't. And all these mainstream, and so that's why I'm waiting to see all these mainstream outlets. The Harris campaign denied it. They wanted nothing to do with it. Oh, yeah. We all know how ethical Democrats are. I'm sure as a hypothetical, because Biden is in the White House or somewhere, somebody from the Democrats or working for the Biden administration is still running the country. Who, what, where, when? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. We do have a clip from Biden today, but so Iran, let's say hypothetically, Iran reaches out to the Biden administration or maybe the Kamala Harris campaign itself and says, hey, we've successfully got access into the Trump campaign, maybe some communications, what have you. This could be an advantage for you in the upcoming election. Would you like to see them? Maybe make a deal. And I'm sure the staunch integrity in the Democrat Party said, absolutely not. We will not be a part of this, and we will turn you over to the FBI and shut this down. And we will warn the Trump campaign. I'm sure with the moral compass of the Democrat Party, I'm sure with the high ethical standards of the Democrat Party, that's what happened. I'm sure it wasn't Iran. We certainly can't have anything to do with that. Boy, Iran, all these Trump communications and access into their campaign intelligence and polls and everything else. If you were to send it to some anonymous email address that we certainly don't have access to, we wouldn't be interested in that. Hypothetically. But aside from the story itself, it's such a premier example of the corruption of the mainstream media. It's such a premier example of the double standard in the mainstream media. And you watch. So they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to ignore this tonight, or they're going to make that claim that, wow, the Biden-Harris administration has such ethical standards that they refused insider information on the Trump campaign from Iran. Unlike Donald Trump with the Russians. Unlike Donald Trump with WikiLeaks. Trump took the hacked material. Trump was the bad guy here. Trump. Oh. So that's how it's going to go. They're either going to completely ignore this, which if that's the case, then you know it's bad. If they completely, so they're probably kind of really feeling it out right now to see what's really going on. Probably in direct touch with the White House and the Kamala Harris campaign. Like, hey, how bad is this? Do we need damage control or is it like really bad? We need to just not even talk about it. So they're probably getting their feelers out, deciding how this is going to go. And then all the kill Trump media will have the same thing. So if they ignore it, then folks, that's serious. Then they were probably really colluding consciously. If they completely ignore this, then they were probably consciously colluding and it's a huge, huge scandal, huge conspiracy. If they cover it and then they do the twist and blame it on Trump, then, you know, maybe there was something there. There was probably some efforts, but it didn't really materialize. Or there was just nothing there for them to gain anyway. So they just, you know, it was just Iran trying to make a play for power. But that's what it is. One of two things. Either they completely ignore it, which means it's bad. Or they spin it and say, no, it was Trump. So based off of that, that'll kind of be how I decide how serious this really is. But I suspect it'll actually be the latter. I suspect the Kill Trump media will go on air tonight and they'll talk about the ethical integrity of the Democrat Party that refused foreign interference in an election. And they'll highlight the moral standards of the Democrats and how that's on the ballot this election. And then they'll say, but it was Trump. It was Trump and Russia. It was Trump and WikiLeaks. Trump did this. Oh. My guess is that's probably going to be how this one goes. But just kind of removing all of that noise and getting back to the bottom line. They make up Trump-Russia collusion. They make up Russian interference. Not just like a turn of phrase, they made it up. I mean, literally, the Clinton campaign was funding the Steele dossier. I mean, literally, D.C. operatives were framing people like George Papadopoulos. So they literally created it. They did the Russian collusion to interfere in the election, not Trump. And then what'd they do? They blamed it on Trump. But then it was their main story. They tried to impeach him over it, and the rest is history. But, oh, let's just see how they cover this Iran story. Let's just wait and see. And maybe they want to mention how friendly Barack Obama was with Iran. Maybe they want to mention that. I think Iran was probably making a power play. Maybe they had access to Trump stuff. Maybe they didn't. But certainly they're just trying to get influence over D.C. because of what's going on with Israel. That's probably my guess. So we shall see. We shall see how they want to treat this story tonight. But here's a stunner. Listen to this report after Trump's rally in Tucson, Arizona. What the hell happened? Clip one.
This is where thousands of people came out to hear former President Donald Trump speak last week. There was a group of 48 people allowed to sit on stage behind Trump throughout the event. They were split into two groups on each side of the stage. One side seemed to walk away without any issues, but multiple people seated near each other on the other side tell me that they had to go to the emergency room after they left the event. Here tonight, for the first time, the Trump campaign is confirming that they're investigating this situation.
No taxes on Social Security benefits for our seniors.
More than 2,000 people filled up the Tucson Music Hall Thursday to hear Donald Trump's first speech in Tucson this campaign as Election Day nears. Some of his biggest supporters were allowed to sit behind him on stage, supporters like Myra Rodriguez, a former director of Planned Parenthood with a notable shift to being pro-life. In 2016, she sat behind presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on stage at an event. Now she supports Donald Trump. She enjoyed the rally, but once she left, everything changed.
As soon as we left and I stepped outside, I started feeling like my eyes were burning.
At first, she thought it might be allergies. She lives near Phoenix. By the time she got home, it was so bad, she decided to go to the emergency room.
The emergency room staff keeps saying, you know, from the triage nurse to the PA, and are you sure you don't get spray anything? Your symptoms look like you were spray something.
The News 4 Tucson investigators spoke to her the morning after the rally, Friday last week. That morning, she was nearly blind.
I can't see anything. When I try to open my eyes, it's like a white blood cover. It hurts. It hurts a lot to open my eyes. I mean, I have this cold cloth that I put on and I take off all the time. But this is horrible.
She says the doctors weren't able to determine what exactly caused it. Her initial thought of allergies went out the window when she heard from several others seated next to her at the rally that also ended up seeking medical attention with the same symptoms.
Kept getting worse and worse. My eyes started watering a lot. My nose started running. Then I started feeling my face get really flushed. And then my neck felt like it was on fire. And it just progressed from there.
This Tucson woman, who doesn't want to be identified, was seated in the same area behind Trump with her brother. Both walked away with eye injuries and sought medical attention.
I was all focused on my eyes. I mean, my eyes were red like hell. You know what I mean? It's like, unbearable. I couldn't handle it.
Whatever caused it seems to be isolated to the group seated on stage right. Former Congressional District 6 candidate Kathleen Wynne was seated on the opposite side of the stage and says she and everyone she knows seated near her walked away without any issues.
We hope that there's no nefarious actors in this and that this is not a strategic hit for those that are supporting Donald Trump.
Myra reported her injuries to the Trump campaign and says she was told it was being investigated. Myra feels it's crucial for people to be made aware of what happened and what could have caused her injuries.
Obviously, what I would like is an investigation, right? That whoever, that this is, does not get away with it.
All right, so there you go. Mysterious illness strikes 20 Trump supporters at Arizona rally. They were on the stage behind Trump to his right. Doctors are talking about this. They think, oh, maybe it was a strange light. Look, I sit in front of studio lights 3 hours a day plus, and it does irritate your eyes. No doubt about it. I kind of hate it, to be honest. I kind of hate television studios. I prefer radio studios. This is not from light. I don't see how that could be from light. And they're saying, well, maybe there was something in the AC or the vent that was blowing on them. Let's just be reasonable. So it's a mystery. And now people are, of course, is it Havana syndrome? Was there something else? Did somebody maybe even in there have something they were trying to hit Trump with? So there is an investigation ongoing. Who knows at this point? Everything's so strange. They got people making sniper's nest at golf courses 12 hours before Trump goes out for a round of golf that was off record. So, I mean, you really just can't take anything at face value anymore, unfortunately. There'll be more hits on Trump.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This and more, but patriotic New Yorkers must get your asses out to vote. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Harry, get up, Harry. Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're gonna vote for Trump today, Harry. Get up, Harry. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Harry.
A fat Harry in your life?
Let's go, Harry. Your big fat ass needs to vote for Trump.
All right, so Trump having some fun last night on the stage. Now, just take a look at this crowd shot in clip number 4. Again, remember, they want to talk about Harris rally size all the time. Well, look at this. Look at this epic shot. 16,000 strong in the arena. That's pretty epic. And notice they don't have to block the upper bowls like they do for the Harris campaign so that it looks full. All seats are open. They filled the arena. That was in New York. So they want to talk about Harris crowd size. Harris crowd size. They're not really talking about it anymore, are they? No. But they don't want to talk about Trump crowd size for 8 years now. By the way, there's some data coming out. We're going to look more into this. Not just the Harris campaign busing people in the states for these events, but apparently busing people across state lines to get into these events. And people that are attending nearly every rally with just, you know, geo-tracking data that you can purchase, It looks like a lot of the attendees are the same people going to every rally. But so, oh, Harris rally size. Harris rally size. Hey, Trump rally size? Let's just not talk about rally sizes anymore, actually. Let's just not do this. Now, last week, there's a young boy who has a rare brain disorder. His name is Liam. He got a message, a letter signed by Donald Trump. By the way, was that outside of the rally, guys, that you were showing there on the screen? Oh, that's the Kamala buses? Kamala? I'm not convinced either way. Yeah. So they were just showing the Kamala buses there. I mean, lines of them. It's like, I've never seen more buses in my life. It's like when the F1 race comes to Austin, there's no parking, so there's just like teams of buses, like by the hundreds, you just see bus. That's like going to a Harris rally, because nobody's from there. But no, you know what, since we're on that, no, look at Trump. So he was at the bar, the Magic School Bus, the Magic Kamala School Bus. So he was at the bar. Remember, he purchased the burgers. Apparently yesterday was International Burger Day, too. So he purchased the Bitcoin burgers, first president ever with a crypto transaction. He's leaving that pub to head to the rally. Look at the streets of New York City in clip 25. Look at the streets for Trump's motorcade. I mean, folks, what else have you ever seen like this? The only things I've ever seen like this, because this doesn't really happen like for rock stars or anything like that anymore. Maybe like old school rock stars, you might see this, like the Beatles or Elvis or like maybe Led Zeppelin or something. But way back in the day, you don't really see this anymore. And I mean, I've seen a couple times where you'll see the band leaving in their tour bus, and there might be a couple hundred. I mean, that's unreal. That's thousands of people lined up in the streets cheering on Donald Trump when his motorcade leaves the pub to head to his rally. I've never seen anything like that except when they do championship parades, or I saw it one time when Pope John Paul, I was just a kid, but I remember Pope John Paul came through St. Louis and he did a little parade. And it was the same thing. People lined up on the streets just to get a wave from the Pope. That's the only times I've ever seen anything like that. So, I mean, this is rock star level, popular level. No other president has ever had. Nobody. It's not even close. I mean, that's incredible stuff, folks. That's history right there. You don't see that for no one else. I don't know anyone else that can get that. But, so getting back to this young boy, 8 years old, rare brain disorder. Trump writes him a letter, signs it. His parents are filming it, and it went totally viral. And the kid, you know, gets emotional. He's a big Trump supporter, wears the Trump hats. And so it just becomes a viral, touching video when he gets that letter. Well, he was invited to the rally, and before Trump went on stage, he decided to pay that young boy a visit, probably made his year, probably one of the coolest moments of his life. His parents were right there. So here's Trump visiting him, a young boy with a rare brain disorder. You probably saw the video of him opening up the letter from Trump. He delivers a gift. A hand delivery of a gift here in clip two.
I'm supposed to be in that stage, but that doesn't matter. Because I got you the best president you'll ever have. This is the best president you'll ever have. How are you, Bob? Hi, Mom. Okay, honey, this is yours. And in there is real good stuff. Okay? So beautiful.
Thank you.
See, look at that. Look at these great photographers. Look at that picture of a life, okay?
Is she going to come out and watch me?
Of course.
Because I left the stage in order to come and say other things.
How special you are.
Okay, honey. So beautiful. So you take care of Mom and Dad? Is that your sister, right?
Here, that's a lot of gray hair.
So why don't you do this? Take care of yourselves. Okay, I'm going to go right out there.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, honey, okay? I wish I looked like that. If I looked like that, I'd be president.
So they don't show you that on the hate Trump, kill Trump media. No, that's about as real as it gets. So Trump was busy yesterday. He did the pub Bitcoin burger event. Then he did the rally. I think he probably did Gutfeld maybe that morning they recorded. It was definitely pre-recorded. Some interesting clips from Gutfeld. Here's one where he talks about people in the military he's talked to that talk about UFOs, and so he mentions that in clip 5.
Down in here.
Are there aliens at Area 51?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing, because I think that might be a question that I get more than any question. It is the craziest thing. So we have that so-called area. They consider it like a sacred area. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. I don't think I'm a believer, but I've interviewed pilots that look, I like Tom Cruise, but better than Tom Cruise. The blonde crew cuts, the whole, and this, yes, sir. And they were in the Oval Office, three or four pilots. These are not people that make up stories. They said, all I know, sir, is there was a round object that was going four times faster than my F-22, which is a very fast plane. And it wasn't, you know, it shouldn't have been. It was round, sir. They have seen, I mean, four or five guys I've interviewed, solid people, great pilots for the U.S. Air Force, etc. They've seen things that they cannot explain.
Mm-hmm. Follow-up
so
question.
Also a maybe.
Follow-up question, Mr.
Maybe.
President. Follow-up.
Yes.
If, in fact, there are aliens, would you be willing to put tariffs on them to help with the economy?
Yes.
They're not just going to fly down it.
Now, an F-22 goes, I think, about top speed like 1,500 miles per hour. So you're talking multi-thousand mile per hour UFOs that they're talking about. And, you know, some of this stuff has been leaked or declassified to the public and talked about, too. So it's really hard to even, I mean, how do you respond to that? It's UFOs. Is it alien technology? Is it something else? Secret government technology? Foreign government technology? But there are so many eyewitness accounts and now declassified files that there's something up there. There's definitely something going on. Now, I'm not necessarily I don't really talk about aliens or extraterrestrial life from other planets, but certainly there could be an explanation for why these objects are being captured and why pilots are seeing them. But isn't it strange? I mean, we're talking about, I mean, aside from archaeological discoveries, we're talking about, this is some of the most significant stuff. Foreign objects or UFOs defying the laws of physics or aerospace technology that we know of. And it's just kind of like, yeah, it's out there, but, you know, we just don't really talk about it. And that's pretty crazy stuff. That's pretty heavy stuff. All right. A couple other things here with the Trump rallies. Now, maybe not so serious stuff here, or maybe serious stuff. I don't know. Do you remember that lady that flashed the Portal Gate live stream in New York City and they eventually had to shut it down? Well, she's back. She was at the Trump rally in New York and she decided to let the girls back out, you might say. And so she's getting a lot of backlash. OnlyFans model. I guess this is what, I don't know what, it's like a whole thing unto of itself. I guess it's like a polite way of saying Internet hooker, whatever. OnlyFans model Ava Luis, who flashed New York City Portal whips him out for Trump at Long Island rally. She got kicked out of the rally. I believe she's been banned from going to rallies anymore. And she claims that she's raising money and giving it to the Trump campaign with her online subscription money. That's what she's claiming here in a, let's say, a tease for Trump campaign. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? So she's using her promiscuity to fund Trump's campaign. She says, I'm an entrepreneur and a capitalist, just like Donald Trump. Okay. So that's a new one. Didn't see that one coming. Did anyone have that one on their 2024 bingo card? Tease for Trump fundraising? Didn't have that one. Didn't see that one coming. Do you think she'll sneak into another one? Because apparently she's been banned. She's not allowed back, obviously. Wonder if she'll try to sneak into another one. By the way, talking of sneaking in, speaking of sneaking in, if you want to wear a Trump hat to at least an Arizona Cardinals football game, I don't know if this rule applies anywhere else, but apparently it does at an Arizona Cardinals game. If you want to wear a Trump hat to an Arizona Cardinals game, apparently you're going to have to sneak it in because that's considered contraband. Listen to this decades-long season ticket holder who was rejected because she had a Trump hat in clip 8.
She wasn't allowed to wear her Make America Great Again hat, MAGA, inside State Farm Stadium.
The Cardinals are responding, saying that one security guard did not follow policies.
12 News journalist Sean Rice sat down with the woman to get a better understanding of what happened at the Cards opener.
Hey there, Mark and Karibi. As today I spoke with Susan Rosener. She has been a season ticket holder for nearly three decades, going to Cardinals games with her and her husband. But something happened to her on Sunday that has never happened before. She was told she had to throw her Make America Great Again hat in the trash, or else she and her husband couldn't enter the stadium.
I hear somebody yell, you can't bring that hat in here. And I thought she was joking, and I kind of went, oh, ha, 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 you know, and kept walking toward the second checkpoint.
They're the words Susan Rosener heard as she was walking up the security checkpoints at State Farm Stadium. They were uttered by a security guard working for a third-party company. When she was asked why she could not wear a political hat to a public sporting event,
oh, man, it was the
she
never
was told it violated the stadium's policies.
She's like, no political hats or shirts. And I said, I haven't heard that at all. And I said, that doesn't make sense to me. And she goes, I said,
isn't this America?
Off. And I go,
I'm sorry, I thought it was America.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
After her husband posed a question,
if she takes it off, can we get in?
She opted to throw it away so that she could go to the game.
In retrospect, I wish I would have stood my ground a little bit, but I wasn't sure what the repercussions would be. And I was, my husband would kill me if I did something with the season tickets or jeopardize this somehow.
The Arizona Cardinals and State Farm Stadium have a list of prohibited items when attending Cardinals games. The two options closest to a ban on political attire would be, quote, clothing deemed obscene or indecent in a public setting, or any item deemed inappropriate or hazardous by stadium security. She pointed this out to a guest services representative and was told MAGA hats are prohibited.
Can you please tell me where this says I can't wear my hat? And I think she had heard the whole altercation before, and she's like, nope, nope. Can't wear it.
But as it turns out, they are not. The Arizona Cardinals issued a statement to 12 News saying a stadium security member misunderstood the policy on prohibited items. Their policy applies to signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature. They're also working to reach out to Susan and apologize.
I am super freedom of speech. I could care less if someone had a Kamala hat or T-shirt on. I do feel
if they get booted.
Part of the problem was is this security woman definitely had a bias with my hat.
A woman.
And moving forward, the Arizona Cardinals.
Do you think if there was a Harris Walls hat that they would have gotten the boot or the ban? I doubt it, but that would never be a problem because nobody wears those hats. They don't exist even in public. I've never seen one. I think I've probably seen more elves or like gnomes or unicorns or even UFOs than I have a Harris Walls or Biden hat combined. So look, it sounds like at least the Cardinals want you to believe, the Arizona Cardinals, the football Cardinals want you to believe that it was a private security or these security guards themselves that made the decision that a Trump hat was banned, probably for their own political biases. But I think, you know, it'll be easy to find out. If you're in Arizona, I think that stadium is, I believe it's in Scottsdale, or you're an Arizona Cardinals football fan or season ticket holder and you're going to be going to a game. I wonder if they're at home this weekend. I don't know. I don't think they're at home this weekend. So maybe week four, I guess, would be the next Arizona Cardinals home game. Let's find out the next Arizona Cardinals home game. So, hey, the next time the Arizona Cardinals are back at home, just go ahead. If you're in this audience, just wear your Trump hat. Let's see what happens. Or wear a Harris Walls hat if you want. Or a Biden hat or a Sanders hat. Anybody. But the Trump hat is what you want to do. I'd like to see the 22nd. So they do have a home game this weekend. Oh. The Cardinals have a home game this weekend against the Lions. Pretty big game. It's going to be a fun time. Why not wear your Trump hat? Maybe you're a Lions fan in town for the game. Maybe you want to wear your Trump hat and your Lions jersey. Yeah, let's go ahead and put that policy to the test, shall we? I think we shall. I think you should put on your Trump hat and head to the Cardinals game this weekend. Big game. Week 3, Cardinals, Lions. It's Trump hat night at State Farm Stadium. I would guess most people in that stadium are probably Trump supporters anyway. I mean, I like to go to ball games and stuff here. We got like a minor league baseball team, hockey team. You got the Longhorns. I can't go to an event without seeing a Trump hat. Every time. The only place where you might not see a Trump hat is like the Austin FC games. If that's just like libtard central. I think it's time. Let's go ahead and test that policy this weekend. And then, hey, next week, if you make it in, or maybe we'll open the phone lines and just see if there's any Cardinals fans going to that game. I suggest you wear your Trump hat. And maybe you can give us a report. Maybe we'll find out next week. I'd appreciate that. I really would appreciate that. We'll follow up. Can't wear a Trump hat. Man, oh, man. Can you imagine? Oh, you're not allowed to wear political attire. What happened to free speech? What happened to America? Can't wear a Trump hat. What a joke. What are these all like Trump Arizona Cardinals logos that people are making now? That's what they should do. Well, they should bring back the Redskins. By the way, all these Native Americans are filing petitions and lawsuits to bring the Redskins name back. Or let's call them the Caucasians. Or the White Skins or the Whites. Or the Crackers. I don't care. The Honkies. Whatever you want. And put Trump as the logo. How about that? I bet you'd sell a lot more merchandise than the Commanders. Nobody wants a Commanders shirt. Nice. The Caucasians. Oh, my gosh. You don't think that merchandise will sell? That would be top selling overnight. All right, speaking of selling, we got sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have to remind you, this is your daily reminder, to take your vitamins. Take your vitamins. I was actually talking to a friend last night talking about trouble sleeping, and I said, well, have you tried a sleep aid? And so I recommend sleep aids. And here's the problem. If you go and you tell a doctor or something that you have trouble sleeping, they're going to give you a pharmaceutical pill. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you from my experience with troubles that I've had sleeping, and people have different reasons for having trouble sleeping. I just like can't turn my brain off. And so, unfortunately, because of that, I have to like put a TV on or turn the radio on just so I'm not just sitting there in silence in my head I kind of have something to distract me. But you really want silence. You really want darkness. So we all deal with sleep problems. But good night's sleep, guaranteed, will help you get a good night's sleep at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off right now. Good night's sleep. And so anytime somebody asks me, hey, what do you do if you have sleeping troubles? I always recommend a sleep aid, not a big pharmaceutical product, but a sleep aid with all natural ingredients known to help you sleep. That's Good Night Sleep, InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the InfoWars MD line, 25% off all InfoWars MD products right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, by the way, one of the top-selling, top-rated products, one of my favorite products. Tastes great and is good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion has more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. That's on sale, 40% off now. 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if you are looking for a shirt or a hat, then you're going to want to go to AlexJonesStore.com. That's where all of the InfoWars apparel is located now, at AlexJonesStore.com. By the way, right now, we're running a special. When you purchase apparel at AlexJonesStore.com, you're entered to win this fantastical, ridiculous truck that is just over-the-top awesome. With every purchase, you get entered into that raffle. So that's all happening at the AlexJonesStore.com. Okay. First hour in the books. What we're going to do here is, in this break, play for you Matt Gaetz. By the way, you notice that we really like take no breaks anymore. That's how serious we are in this election cycle. We're just like canceling all breaks now. We take like one break an hour. So we are just all about the information here and just getting as much of it out as possible. No one else in the media does this. All right. So coming up, Matt Gaetz grills the executive associate director of Homeland Security about why the second would-be assassin of Donald Trump, Ryan Ruth, was even able to get in the country and be ignored by the government. He was already on the list. Why wasn't this flagged? Why wasn't it an issue? So Matt Gaetz grilling that director, that's coming up next.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thanks for being here. You had 16 people at Butler, and my question is, Did they participate in a morning muster meeting that day of the attempted assassination?
Thank you for the question. I would have to defer any questions as to the on-the-ground operational activity in Butler to the Secret Service.
But I'm asking about your people, because the problem we're having, and Republicans and Democrats have noted, is we're not getting really forthright answers from the Secret Service in a timely way. And your agency, you had 16 people there, and those people either participated in a morning muster meeting, which is the protocol to make sure everyone's on the same page, has the same comms, that all the duties are correctly assigned and prepared to be executed. So can you get back to the committee with just a yes or no on whether or not they participated in that morning?
Yes.
Okay, good, great. I now want to talk about Ryan Roth. Ryan Roth is the person who attempted to assassinate President Trump at his golf club in Florida. And was Ryan Roth ever referred to HSI for further investigation of his activities?
Thank you for the question, sir. I recently, just this morning, learned there was an article that he was, when he entered back into the country from overseas, CBP had contacted HSI. I read all of the items, the things that he was stating, and basically as a U.S. citizen returning to our country from Ukraine is a freedom fighter. Based on the information that I read, there would not have been any reason to immediately take him into custody. He had not made any threats, for instance, against the president or former President Trump. HSI responds to port of entry calls, hundreds of responses probably daily. Just because a person isn't taken into custody immediately doesn't mean that it's they're not subject of a longer-term investigation.
But you can confirm the Just the News reporting that the suspected Trump attempted assassin was flagged by CBP and was referred to HSI. Can you confirm that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and it was kind of a crazy story. So is it legal for someone to go recruit for a foreign military? Does that break any laws?
I don't know, sir. I would have to look into that a little bit further.
Me too, frankly. But if recruiting for a foreign military was somehow improper, then that would necessitate some need for investigation, I would think. And here's the story that CBP picked up when they referred it to HSI. They say in their memo, suspect is a U.S. citizen who traveled to Kyiv, Ukraine, for 3 months to help recruit soldiers from Afghanistan, Moldova, and Taiwan to fight in the Ukrainian war against Russia. Subject stated that he does not get paid for his recruiting efforts, and all his work for the Ukrainian government is strictly volunteer work. The subject stated that he obtains money from his wife to help fund his trips to Ukraine. And so when this guy shows up with a business card and this story about how he's recruiting fighters in Ukraine and his wife's paying for it, CBP says this is a little odd. And then they send it to HSI. HSI declines to further investigate. And what you're saying is you think based on the facts that you're aware of now, that was the right decision by HSI.
No, if I may, sir, the statements that day would not rise to the level to take him into immediate custody.
But what about just like to investigate? Because sometimes investigations proceed without a subject being taken into custody.
These are longer term investigations. We are actively participating with Secret Service and FBI. In fact,
no, I'm talking about at this point in time, though. Here's what you got to answer for me. When CBP refers this to HSI, what I believe happened is HSI declined not only to incarcerate this person, but to further investigate the person. Are you saying that they declined to investigate, or that investigation went forward and the attempted assassination occurred during the pendency of that investigation?
I would have to look into that a little bit further, sir. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really important second thing for you to get back to us on, is whether or not HSI made an active decision in real time to decline further investigation of this person. And frankly, I mean, this isn't someone who, was jaywalking. They tried to kill the leading Republican candidate for president.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies.
is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Diddy case is crazy, and we've talked about this before, and we have played a lot of some of these unearthed clips that now with the context of the Diddy parties and the freak-offs and all the other allegations, now they kind of hit differently, and we got some of those today. Diddy as bad as Epstein, says officer who saw his sex rooms, hidden cameras during Miami mansion raid. New details have emerged of the so-called sex rooms that Sean Diddy Combs allegedly kept in his Miami mansion. Oh my gosh. Filled with sex toys, bondage, gear, hidden cameras, and lingerie, according to a federal source who said the disgraced rapper is as bad as Epstein. One of the Department of Homeland Security agents who helped raid Diddy's Florida home claimed that the music mogul had rooms that were clearly dedicated to sex with cameras all around. So, he said, quote, if you were in those sex parties, you were being recorded from every possible angle, including angles you wouldn't have known about. And now it's, of course, being alleged that he was drugging people. He has had ex-bodyguards claim that pretty much if you went to any of his parties and got a drink on the house, it was drugged. A lot of these people that you see on screen here would go to Diddy's parties. Few of them on that screen have been accused of being gay and having gay sex with Diddy and his sex slaves. So we got all of this for you now. Why is this significant? This isn't just like a human interest story or some pop culture clickbait. I don't really care about celebrities. But see, the angle here is it's not just about was Diddy blackmailing people as a way to control the industry. Was Diddy even a Fed? Certainly an interesting angle to have. To me, the angle is it just shows how, let's just say, sex acts and blackmail are used to control everybody who's presented to you as a leader or presented to you as a pop culture icon. It's all part of these clubs. They're all blackmailed. They're all controlled, whether it's Epstein over here or Diddy over here. That's the story. And so, you know, you sit here, you look at political leaders, or you sit here and you look at Hollywood celebrities and stars. Well, how many of these political leaders are filming, being filmed by Jeffrey Epstein and blackmailed? How many of these celebrities are being filmed by Diddy at a freak off and blackmailed and controlled? Oh, they're the celebrities. They're the stars. And then these people fawn over them. So, you know, here's one example of a clip. And this is what's been alleged in other testimony and by former bodyguards of Diddy and other producers in the rap industry. And they'd say, well, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. Let's say hypothetically you get drugged up. You pass out. You don't know what's going on. And you wake up the next day. You're supposed to sign a record deal. And maybe you're feeling a little uncomfortable or a little uneasy. Maybe a little embarrassed even. And you're not sure you want to sign that deal. They pop in a VHS. You're passed out. And, you know, maybe somebody's doing something to you. Or maybe you're still conscious but blacked out. Maybe you're doing something to somebody. How you feel about that record deal, huh? Yeah, sign on the dotted line. Thank you. So that's kind of what's being alleged here. So it's, and then what is it? And then it's all these people that went to Diddy's parties, and then it's the same people that are shooting the videos promoting Kamala Harris, promoting Joe Biden, promoting Hillary Clinton, telling you how bad Donald Trump is. Isn't that funny? Oh, they make a call. Hey, we need you to be a part of this video promoting Kamala Harris, or we need you to be a part of this video attacking Donald Trump, or we need you to be a part of this video telling people to get the vaccine. You know what? I don't think I really want to do that. Oh, really? That's funny. You remember what happened at Diddy's house that one time? All right. I'll do the video. So see, that's the bigger story to me here. It shows how they control the media. They control the politicians. And you can see, I mean, I don't even know if it's fair to say a weak-willed person could easily be entrapped with stuff like this. I mean, it could even happen to strong-willed people. The point is, oh, I get invited to a Diddy party. In fact, there was this one girl who used to hang out around them all the time, a beautiful model, dancer. I think she used to date Usher. And she used to talk about these parties. She did a video the other night talking about these parties and all the stuff that went down. And she was like, I'm a Christian. I wasn't into that. I was out. Like, I was done as soon as I saw that one time. She's like, I was lucky I didn't take a drink. I knew people that didn't go well for them. And then she came out and she mentioned this one girl. Her name was like, you've heard of Marina Abramovich. There's another one of them. There's this lady. It's like Michelle Laffey or something. Maybe the crew can find it. She literally has black fingers. It's a white woman, straight up witch. Like, not even a costume. Like, she walks around looking like a witch. She has black fingers. And apparently she's going around all these parties and doing stuff. So it just shows. It's this whole culture. And all of your idols are just blackmailed perverts, degenerates, pedophiles. And it's all right there in front of you, all hidden in plain sight. Now, before I get to some of these other clips and start to break this down. Yeah, that's her. What was her name, guys? Is it Michelle Laffey? Lamey, Michelle Lamey. Had you ever heard of her? I'd never heard of her until I was watching this this girl who was a model and a dancer talk about the parties, and she was just doing a tell-all, and she brought this woman up. I'd never heard of her before. She's like another Marina Abramovich. She walks around like that. She goes to the parties like that. I mean, imagine you're at one of these swanky parties with all these celebrities, and this old decrepit witch-like woman with black fingers and black teeth and black face paint walks in. Like, totally out of place, and you're just like, what the hell? But she knew everybody. Everybody liked her. What's that about? So I never even heard of her. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. This is what they're all into, folks. And then they prop these people up like they're stars. They're rich. They're famous. They're stars. They're celebrities. And then what are they really all about? They're hanging out with witches at black male sex parties. And they get propped up by the system, and they get promoted by the system, and then they tell all of their audience to go vote Democrat. They tell their audience to go take a vaccine. They tell their audience how bad Trump is. They tell their audience how bad white people are. Whatever the agenda is, they're there to do it because they don't want those tapes coming out from Epstein Island. They don't want those tapes coming out from Diddy's parties. Now, before I get to these clips, I would just put it like this. And maybe people can relate to this. Maybe it's a religious thing. Maybe it's a faith thing. I think it goes beyond that. I think it's just a life experience thing. Being in tune with humanity, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's like God's timing type of thing. It's all in God's hands. If I'm looking at this and I'm saying, what is... If our country, if our culture, hell, if our planet is going to get out of this without going into a dystopian hellscape where people are propped up as celebrities and stars and leaders who are really just blackmailed perverts who idolize witches, if we're going to avoid that, then what... How do we get out of this? We're so deep into this. The brainwashing, the propaganda is so heavy. We're so deep into this. How do we get out of all of this? Okay, well, on one side of this, you've got your political leader, and I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect, but he certainly ain't going into no sex orgy. And he was trying to cooperate with the feds to arrest Epstein years before he got arrested, after he found out what was going on. So, okay, there's your political leader who's not a bought and paid for, blackmailed individual, Donald Trump. That's why all of them hate him, because he's not blackmailed, because he's not controlled. Not saying he's perfect. So, okay, there's your political leader that's emerged. And he's exposed the mainstream media lies and the government lies and the deep state corruption. And then you've got kind of the cultural side of it. And maybe throw Epstein into this too. But with Diddy, with Oprah, you know, here's some of Oprah's friends like Diddy, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. What was the guy's name down in Brazil who was charged with all those sex crimes? It was like John Agat or something she was friends with. How are all Oprah's friends and associates doing? What did she know? Oh, but she's Oprah. She's so great. She's such a great human. She has such great ethics and moral codes. Oh, here she is with Harvey Weinstein pinching a young girl. Oh, yeah. What's going on there? So is this all divine? Is this all part of the path that we're on? Is this all organic? Is there something else going on? Because we're on the precipice now of the entire deep state being exposed for what it is. We're on the precipice now for the entire Hollywood celebrity idol to be exposed for what it is. And how it comes crashing down, how our civilization responds to it, I guess would be the question. But I mean, it's like we're right there, folks. So if we're going to come out of this thing and salvage our culture, salvage our country, salvage our civilization, this all has to come out. And there has to be a reckoning and an acceptance. So you've idolized Oprah, you've idolized Diddy, you've idolized all these stars, and then you find out who they really are. All these politicians, you find out who they really are. It has to happen. And we're right on the verge of that happening. And it's all lining up. These are the secret societies. But these are really just the operatives. These are really just the puppets. These are really just the faces. They're not actually running anything except running into the traps that end up getting them blackmailed. So here's some of the stuff. Now, again, you go to a Diddy party. Listen to what Diddy says here. Well, a guy is passed out on his couch. You guys had that one up earlier. Do we have that ready to go? How about this then? Ashton Kutcher is asked about Diddy's parties. This is in 2019. Can Ashton even talk about him, or are they that bad? Clip 21.
Diddy party stories are our favorite genre of anecdote.
Oh, really?
Have one, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I've got a lot I can't tell. So, can't tell that one either. I mean, like actually cycling through them.
I feel
like
we still have some time to go. You know, I can blow it here.
Okay. Feel free. Diddy party stories. Man, that was like some weird memory lane. Ugh.
Can't even talk about them. Can't even talk about them. They're that bad. Now, Ashton Kutcher has kind of been in the limelight with all of this because he's spoken out publicly about child sex trafficking before. And then some think it's a front. Some think he's legitimately concerned. Maybe that's after he saw some of this stuff. Maybe we'll find out when this whole Diddy trial goes down. All the big celebrities went to Diddy's parties. Did they end up in a sex room? Did they end up on tape? Did they end up doing something they didn't know they did or never wanted to do? You go to a Diddy party for the first time and maybe you end up like this guy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for all those in London that don't know what happens to the white man when he comes to a P. Diddy party, this is what happens to the white man.
It's so unfortunate.
You gotta pull back.
Passed out.
So they can see. That's crazy. Matt, move out the way. You're still alive. Look at that. Look. What'd you
get a drink out of his head?
And that's James from Simeon Mobile Disco. He is an actual DJ. They aren't supposed to pass out. But when they come to one of my parties, this is what happens to him. I put him to sleep.
Next day, right?
Yeah, put the drink on his head.
There you go. There it is.
Is that admitting to a crime?
Damn.
Huh. That's a strange thing, isn't it? Wonder if he ended up in a room on a tape. Diddy says, you come to one of my parties, this is how you end up. I put him to sleep. Interesting. Interesting. His words. He was a little stunned when Charlamagne played a leaked audio clip of Diddy from one of his parties. Check out the look on Diddy's face when he hears what he said. He forgot he said it or didn't know he said it in clip 27.
Miami, a night of partying. I don't really remember what I was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like a reminder?
Yeah, sure.
Play something.
I love it all. I love it all, man.
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, when you put my back.
Daddy, I like when you're scrambling and scraping shit.
That was you.
Scrambling.
What? You said, I like when you do it like that, Daddy, when you're scrambling and scraping for shit.
Hey, man.
What do you think he's talking about there? Do I really have to say it? You see Diddy's face? He knew. He knew. Yep. Remember when he met with Justin Bieber and apparently was so concerned that he may have been cooperating with somebody and recording their conversations and was patting him down for a wire? This was in 2019, clip 22. Checking in for a wire. Of course, it's well known Diddy was taking Bieber under his wing when Justin was, I believe, only 14 years old. Maybe he was concerned about something. Remember this testimony from 2018? This guy, apparently, he claims to be a sex slave at these parties. And now his 2018 testimony, boy, does it hit differently now.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know this?
Do you know Sean Combs?
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's part of what's called the Boule. The Boule is a branch of the Illuminati.
Okay.
I settled with Sean, okay? And he belongs to that agenda. That's why he's so famous. They land on the contracts. It's his attorneys, which are Mark Geragos and Ben Macedas. Ben Macedas worked for Bad Boy Entertainment for 4 years and worked for Hillary Rodman for 5, okay? When I take Sean the threat of death on me, okay? I don't have it, but I can make it available under secrecy. That I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate and tell me what to do with Cassie. I had like 15 encounters, and I heard lots of business. Because what they would do is Sean talks a lot on the phone and on the TV with people and stuff, and I was like a sex slave, okay? For them, that's what I was. That's all right? I caught herpes, and I came back, and I sued him for the herpes, and won. But they did. Mark Geragos and Ben Macedas were his attorneys, okay? And Christopher Leon's here was my attorney. They asked me to turn in that, which was a video recording, and I did so. They gave it back to me accidentally, and it's possible I threw everything out, it's possible I can produce a copy. That works with Mark Geragos. Mark Geragos used to be Michael Jackson's attorney.
Yeah, out in Los Angeles.
Yeah. He dropped Michael and they OD'd him, okay? He didn't overdose. They OD'd him. Because they keep the royalties of the music. Michael alone made $860 million alone last year, okay, in 2017. Which, who keeps that royalty? The music companies. Who represents the media and entertainment in the United States? Most of them? Mercedes does. Ken Mercedes, which is Grimmer Mercedes out of New York. Okay? So what they've been doing is they've been promoting a hate agenda against Trump. So people hate him. Okay? Because they know he is very alpha. Okay? Very alpha in the sense that
now,
he likes
full
money.
More than 30-minute testimony can be found on YouTube. But folks, I mean, look. Are we on the verge of darkness being lit up? Are we on the verge of seeing what's really behind the curtain and the evil that has corrupted our culture, our civilization, our politics? Can we cure ourselves of this cancer and this evil and have a brighter future?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we told you we had more from Springfield, and we have that for you today. We're also going to get an update out of some other towns as well in Ohio and in Pennsylvania. Now, first, they say that none of this exists. There are no Haitians invading Central Ohio, even though all the people that live there are telling you the exact opposite. But even the city manager has had to admit that this is going on. Here's an unearthed clip from earlier this year. So who's lying to the media, or who's lying to David Muir, saying, oh no, they're saying there is no evidence. So here is a unearthed clip from a city council meeting with the city manager in clip 30.
Laws and culture is 180 degrees different than what they're used to.
And one of the things that I heard that bothered me very much, and I've actually had quite a few people contact me here lately, is some pretty horrid things occurring to domesticated animal in the neighborhood. We've had some stuff in the park that they're being taken advantage of for reasons other than, and if you shake your head, Brian.
I asked if there was proof. I just don't have proof of the same thing.
People that have confided in me have asked me for anonymity. I can't give their names up.
I mean, we haven't seen the proof that you're talking about. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
So you have eyewitness accounts. That was in March, folks. That was in March at City Council in Springfield, them saying that the park animals and domestic animals are being ritualistically abused here. That was from March. So before the debate, before Kamala Harris was even the nominee, before Trump said anything, before all the viral videos and dance moves, that was in March. So there's no political drive there. That was in March. So they've been known this is going on since at least March. It was brought to their attention at City Council. And then the city manager just says, oh, no, we've seen no evidence. So then you're just not looking, you're not trying, you don't care, you don't want to see it. So here's 5 minutes of people talking about this, but they'll just say this doesn't exist either, clip 31.
So everything everybody is hearing about Springfield is very true. The Haitians are stealing livestock and our household animals. They are butchering them. They are literally decapitating people's animals, and it's sickening. And how long is it going to go before they start butchering fucking humans at this point? It's ridiculous. If anybody pays attention to the video I posted months ago, I had went to the welfare office to get insurance, nothing else but to help to get insurance, and it was flooded with Haitians getting help with living, getting help with food, getting help with money, with immigration, all that. I literally recorded it, but it is very much happening. It is happening in Springfield. They are stealing people's animals and killing them to eat them. It is sad, and it is un-American. We don't do that. You want to do that and then stay in Haiti or wherever it is, but you don't get to come over here. And I understand it's their culture, whatever. I don't care. You don't get to bring that shit over here and inflict that type of shit onto us. That's not fair. And not to mention that these people are not documented. They don't have papers. There's no way for them to be held accountable for anything they do because they're not documented. Nobody knows them. They don't know their name. They are literally ghosts. Like, they've attacked people's livestock, they've butchered a cow. Like, this is nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy. And the fact that we have to deal with this is ridiculous. My cat went missing, a month ago? Cannot find my cat anywhere. And now I really, truly believe that the Haitians have taken my cat and ate it. It's sad. This is sad. As Americans, we should not have to live like this and go through this at all.
Now imagine.
We should not.
And she goes on ranting here. But imagine, you've lived that, and then you go into the mainstream news or David Muir during the debate, and they just say, none of this exists. It's not happening. There is no evidence. And you're there living the reality. I mean, you want to talk about a red pill. You want to talk about a wake-up call. And so that's what I'm saying. That, you know, for me, that was my red pill. That was my wake-up call, was living in reality and then turning on to the news and them telling me a completely different story. Lying to me. Like, what the hell? That's what they do. Yeah, that's a wake-up call. Oh, the mainstream news is there to lie to me? Huh. Their job is to lie to me? Their job is to keep me misinformed? Hey, I live in Springfield. I know this is going on. They tell me it doesn't exist. By the way, we hear about Haitians in Florida, too. Hmm. Here's a news report from Florida. Wonder if there's a connection here in clip 17.
Now on Just One Station, horses missing after a barn break-in. That search ending hours later and not far from their home. Two animals found butchered about a mile away.
And tonight their owners, as you can imagine, are looking for answers. The Night Team's Alex Browning has this exclusive.
For somebody to have the stomach to do something like this, this is heartless.
A heartless horse heist in southwest Miami-Dade over the weekend.
This is the same thing as going into somebody's yard, taking their dog, and cooking it.
Mm. Turning deadly. Two horses swiped from southwest Miami-Dade turned up dead. Their corpses found Sunday morning off southwest 205th Avenue.
Noticed that the fence was cut. And at that point, we realized that they were taken.
Owner David says it started sometime overnight Saturday. His two horses, Sammy and, were on the home front stolen from their stalls off southwest 207th Avenue.
There are children.
More on the home front.
And they were abducted and killed for meat.
Their corpses later found a few blocks away.
Both horses were slaughtered sometime over the weekend. We need to come together, help out the detectives in this investigation. Let's give some closure to the family and, of course, put behind bars these individuals that would do such a heinous crime.
A mystery leaving a family heartbroken and now searching for answers.
You know, our children are heartbroken. My wife's heartbroken. And, you know, we're just trying to get through this.
And now detectives working to identify that mastermind behind this heist. If you have any information, call Miami-Dade Police. In southwest Miami-Dade, Alex Browning, 7 News 19.
Maybe not a mastermind. Maybe a migrant. These people hate us, ladies and gentlemen. They hate our country. They hate our way of life. They hate our culture. You know, it's... It's not some Muslims in the Middle East, folks. Okay? It's not some Arabs in a desert in Iraq or Afghanistan. The people that hate you and hate our way of life and hate our culture and hate our prosperity, it's the same secret societies that run the blackmail, like what's being alleged at Diddy's parties. It's the same secret societies that run the blackmail that was going on at Epstein Island. They are the ones that hate you. They are the ones that hate your Christian ethos. They hate your will for self-government. They hate your desire to live free in a prosperous country without crime and violence and degradation and degeneracy. They're the ones opening your borders. They're the ones invading your country. They're the ones false flagging you. They're the ones lying to you on television. They're the ones putting idols in front of your children who are nothing more than blackmailed perverts. They are the ones that hate your way of life. They are the ones that hate this country. And they've been hiding. And they've been getting away with it for so long. But it really feels like the gambit is up. Feels like the charade is up. It feels like the satanic cult of destroying the once great, free, prosperous Christian nation of the United States of America, this cancer that's been plaguing us, our culture, our civilization, feels like the gig is finally up. Feels like the cockroaches are finally being lit up. Feels like the demons are finally going to be forced back to wherever the hell they came from. I only hope we get to witness this. I only hope we get to witness this. By the way, you also had a situation, the car accidents. This is insane. And I know we got one of these videos. There's multiple videos. We got one on the list. It's clip 26. So Taylor Hansen is there filming. He was on the show with us last week. He's on the scene of a car accident where a Haitian woman, a Haitian migrant, flips her car. There was a baby inside, a four-year-old child. A baby and a four-year-old child. Haitian woman who doesn't know how to drive, flips her car. As he's filming this, so there's the flipped car. There's the Haitian woman's flipped vehicle. She comes in. She doesn't need a license. She doesn't need insurance. They take her to the bank. She gets a loan. She gets a car. She flips it with her children inside. As they're filming this with the flipped car, another car accident happens. Another car accident happens right there. That's how insane this is. That's how insane this is. Folks, you understand, again, this is just a matter of fact. I don't want to play these political correct games. The average Haitian IQ is 67. 67. Okay? They don't know about streetlights. They don't know about stop signs. They don't know about roads and the flow of traffic. They don't know about a blinker. They see all these buttons and gadgets. They think they're in a spaceship. And they're just being put out on the roads with kids. Flipping cars, bashing into telephone poles and light poles and other people. It's insane. They don't grow up in a car with their parents. They don't grow up getting a driver's permit. They don't grow up learning how to drive. They just 67 IQ. You can't even hire somebody with a 67 IQ. Can you even join the military? I mean, and they give the, I mean, you want to talk about weapons? You want to talk about assault weapons? How about a car? Tell me how a car feels driving right at you, running you over. They just give them to 67 IQ Haitians because they're all making money on the deal. The money the government stole from you to give to Haitians, and then they give them a car, and they run it into a light pole, and they flip it on the road with their kids inside. They run it into a grocery store. 67 IQ. They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to drive, ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. It's insane. And then they just say it's not happening. And then they just tell you that it's not happening. I mean, can you imagine you're sitting there, a Haitian woman just flipped a vehicle with her kids inside, you're filming it, and then you hear, another car accident happens right there at the intersection down the road. Now you're filming that. Could you imagine? You don't have to imagine. That's exactly what's going on. But see, this construction worker gets it. And it really is, at the end of the day, it's just taxes. And Trump is really campaigning hard on stopping taxes. And he even said we should cap credit card interest rates at 10%. What are they, like 25% now? We were just talking about that yesterday. So, I mean, that's just theft by these credit card companies. But, I mean, at least you're, like, signing on to that, like, consciously. Can't get out of it. But the government's stealing your money via taxes and then giving it to Haitians so that they can flip cars and run them into buildings and you know, cook your cat up and chop the goose's head off for a satanic ritual. This construction worker gets it. It's the simplest fix, folks. Stop letting the government steal our money and then use it as a war against us. See, we used to go to war because of taxes. Now taxes are used to go to war on us. This construction worker gets it in clip 15.
I get up at 4:45 in the morning and I don't see a sign of the government anywhere. Every single day for 8.5 hours, I exchange my time for labor. I don't see the government anywhere. Except for on Thursdays. Thursdays I get my paycheck. That's when the government shows up. That's when they feel they are entitled to split half of the currency I made for trading my time, my skills, my labor. This goes on throughout the year, where I'm responsible to keep records of all of this. At the end of the year, it's my responsibility to prepare all that documentation for them to review it. They then determine if their cut was large enough. If I don't meet their schedule, I face fines, fees, or the threat of being locked up in one of their cells. I guess some people call this taxation, but it doesn't meet my definition. To me, that sounds a lot more like fraud, embezzlement, and fucking slavery. I think it's long past due that we all stop participating in this.
That's right. We used to go to war over taxes. Now taxes go to war against us. Now taxes go to war against us. Stop all this right now. Stop paying the criminal, gangster, mafia, U.S. government to destroy our country. Shut the government down. Go ahead. Shut the government down. Oh, what a threat. We got to get a continued resolution and fund the government. Why? Let's defund the government. Let's shut the government down. I'm sick of the government. I'm sick of working to pay the government. I'm sick of the government getting 30, 40% of the money that I make from working. And who the hell isn't? By the way, speaking of our government, there was a vote on the floor of the House. Deportation of migrants for sex offenses. This has actually been on the House before. They rewrote it and brought it back. The Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. Should we deport illegal aliens when they have been charged with a sex crime, like, you know, rape? Should they be deported? The Democrats said no. The Democrats voted no. Still passed the House. Some Democrats voted for it. I guess some Democrats have a soul. Tell me why 158 Democrats voted against deporting illegal aliens after they've raped women. Somebody like to explain that to me? Maybe a Democrat? Why did the Democrats vote to keep illegal alien rapists in our country? That's interesting. That's interesting. I find that to be extremely interesting. Yes, indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost through with the second hour, third hour coming up. I remind you to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I remind you to take your vitamins at InfoWarsStore.com. Like Bod Ease, the ultimate turmeric supplement, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Great for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and joint support. Bodies, 25% off, powerful turmeric formula. Read all the five-star reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. That is 25% off. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, 40% off as well. Comes doctor recommended. We just get doctors on the show, and they talk about how great it is. It's not a paid promotion or anything. They just say, hey, that Nitric Boost up is really good. 40% off Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, all the InfoWars MD product line is 25% off, like Good Night Sleep and so much more. All 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are proud that you sponsor us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we've made it this far. That's what keeps us on the air. It's your support. It's you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, there's so many products there. It's like I forget some of these great products. I just plug the ones that I know and I love the best and use every day. Ageless Collagen. Guys, pull that one back up. This is an incredible product. We barely even talk about it. Ageless Vitality Collagen, healthier skin, hair, nails, stronger bones and joints. Folks, just go look at all the benefits of collagen. Very well known, very well researched, and we just have like totally top of the line, like purest collagen, barely even talk about it. Known for vitality, 25% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what we offer you. And you also support us. We're very thankful for that. All right, quickly. I meant to play this earlier, and then I just kind of forgot. New York City COVID czar held secret drug-fueled sex parties. This is undercover work by Steven Crowder. He then ended up actually confronting this guy in person. So, you know, this is the kind of crap that they're into, folks. It's just everywhere you scratch with these corrupt sons of bitches, they're all just, you know, doing stuff behind closed doors, probably filming it and blackmailing one another. New York City COVID czar with his drug-fueled sex orgies, clip 24.
I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
Like, New York City found out that you were having sex parties during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been real bad. We went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath the bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in, like, a year and a half, like, a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, I wonder if he sees it again. Because this is not COVID. The only way I could do this job for the city was if I had some way to blow off steam every now and then.
You guys teach you that because hotels are having a gathering there.
Because I was like running the entire city.
My wife and I like had one with our friends. Like in August of like that first summer. So we rented a hotel. It was fun. We all like took like, you know, Molly and just like, It was like the summer of 2020, so like walk around the street.
You don't see anybody that talks like this.
There wasn't any restrictions on gathering.
Just me and 10 of my friends having penetrative sex in a hotel. Come on, man.
They weren't gonna lie.
Totally normal stuff. Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, because I did all this like deviant, like sexual stuff while I was like, you know, like on TV and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And people were like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no. I'm like really like I love being my authentic self.
So the way we do it in public health is we make it very uncomfortable.
Public health. Sex orgies.
To be
penetrated sex.
I don't expect the education to change your behavior. I'm just gonna make it really hard for you to do your job. You can't get a job. You can't go to a restaurant.
You think de Blasio was ever
at one? You can't go to school. It's like, I'm just going to get vaccinated.
So was it technically?
Wow, isn't that nice? Nice tyrant.
Yeah, that's what you do. You force people by making them really uncomfortable.
Speaking of penetrative, it's like rape. Holy smokes. That's the latest from Steven Crowder's Mug Club. Undercover. Oh, there he is with Anthony Fauci. You think Anthony Fauci was in any of these penetrative sex orgies? Crowder did eventually confront him in person. He might have invited Crowder to one after that. I don't know. I mean, he says he wants to be his authentic self. He's like, well, you exposed me, but hey, tonight, hotel room, what do you think? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To the Democratic Party, I'm voting for Trump, but I have to say, you guys got me on this one. You're correct. I can definitely see that Trump is causing division. You guys have said over and over, you said, how can you as a Christian support somebody like Trump when all he's here to do is cause division and separation? And you're right. So let me read something to you. This is Luke 12, 51 to 56. And this is Jesus speaking in the Bible. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to this earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat. And it happens. But you are hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This may have been written thousands of years ago, but make no mistake that this is for now. You see a man running for president with his own money, his own funds. You see a man that for some reason, all of the government, all of the media, all of the corporations have turned against him. You, with your own mouths, have said that he's here causing division. You, with your own eyes, have seen full-on Democrats switch to his side. You, with your own eyes, have seen two assassination attempts. You, with your own eyes, can see now that there's a complete separation with how people are voting. We're not voting red or blue anymore. It is obvious that we are now voting good and evil. We are now voting for God's laws or against God's laws. And it says it right here. When Jesus came the first time to die for our sins, he did not come to bring peace. He came to cause a division, to make there be a choice. You had a choice to choose a living God standing right in front of you or to choose the enemy. He made it clear. He made it obvious. He stated who he was. He stated what he stood for. And here we are again. And if you look at the policies, then you see who stands for God with their policies. It has become very clear which side is good and which side is evil. You can talk about Trump all you want to, but it's not about Trump. It's about the choice to stand for God's laws or against God's laws. It's about the choice to stand for evil or against evil. It's obvious to see who the evil side is. And this is not to say that the Republican side is perfect. However, this is to show that the heart of the Republican side is for the laws of God. We are against the evil policies of the Democratic side. We are against the evil policies of Satan. We are against the evil policies of the satanic ways of the Democratic side, which have become very obvious. You, with your own mouths, have stated that Trump is here causing division. And best believe, that is exactly what God is using him for. He is using Trump to make the division very easy to see for everybody. If you don't see it, you better start praying now. We're rising up now. We've sat here long enough. And the time is coming. You are seeing prophecy be fulfilled right in your face. You are seeing a division happening right now. And pretty soon a harvest will begin. A separation of the wheat and the tares. A collection of the people who are for God. Believe me or don't believe me, it's not my job to force you to believe anything. However, I'm going to make sure that you have no excuse to say that you didn't know. It's coming, y'all.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we still got a lot to cover here. The crew has made a discovery. I was talking about how the Haitians can't drive. I mean, look, driving doesn't seem like a difficult thing to you or me because we grew up in a car. We grew up fiddling with the AC and all the other things, riding around with our parents. We got a permit to drive probably when you were 15. So you're just, you know, it's just normal to you. You're in the car. You learn the flow of traffic signals, traffic lights, signs, everything else. Haitians don't have that. Plus, they have the 67 average IQ factor. So, yeah, they can't drive. So you can hurl as many political correct insults you want about that. That's true. Now, okay, why am I coming back to this? Well, the U.S. government used to recognize this fact. They had to go back in time. They had to do some excavating here, if you will, on the internet. Johns Hopkins Nursing had this story more than 10 years ago now. It was in 2012. Rah-rahs, tap-taps, and Haitian driving, the U.S. State Department's advice to travelers. And so if you go to the State Department website, foreign countries, you know, warnings, advice, stuff like that. It's regular. And they had some quotes about Haitian driving in this story. My crew highlighted it for me. But they noticed that when you go to the link in this story on the Johns Hopkins Nursing website to find these quotes from the State Department here that they have highlighted, that there it is. The page is gone. Page not found. Now, I don't know if you can figure out when they deleted this page from the State Department website, travel.state.government. I wonder if it's within a month. Within a year. But they were able to go back in the Wayback Machine. So I don't know if you can do, you could probably find a way to time that out. You just have to play with the Wayback Machine and just see whenever it shows up. But they were able to find it. The great crew here, forbidden information now. Forbidden secret information now. How about that? They've dug up, they've excavated some treasure, some Haitian treasure. My goodness. Haiti County specific, Haiti country specific information. Okay. International travel information, travel.state.gov. They got all kinds of things in here. All right. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very well documented, well thought out. And they have a whole section in here about driving and how Haitians can't drive. Would you like me to read it? Now, again, when you go to the Johns Hopkins Nursing, they have a warning in here. The whole subsection is Haitian driving. Their quotes are right from the government's website. So they're just quoting the government's website here. Many Haitian drivers appear unaware of traffic laws. Signaling imminent actions is not widely practiced, and not all drivers use turn indicators or international hand signals properly. For instance, many drivers use their left blinker for all actions, including turning right and stopping in the road. And others flap their left arm out the window to indicate they will be taking an unspecified action. So you're just driving around, hey, people just waving their arms out. You're like, what the hell? Drivers do not always verify that the road is clear before switching lanes. No, they don't even look around before moving around in the road. Probably don't even drive within the lines. So, yeah, it just basically says they have no basic safety when driving. They just drive like crazy. There's no speed limits in Haiti, or they're ignored. Speeding is the cause of many fatal traffic accidents in Haiti, as our overloaded vehicles are winding, mountainous roads and vehicles without brakes, poor maintenance and mechanical failures often cause accidents as well. Drivers should be particularly cautious, as unlit vehicles can appear without warning. Right-of-way is not widely observed in Haiti, and there are few operational traffic lights or traffic signs. Yeah, they don't even know what's going on. It's all like space-age signs to them. Like a stop sign is like, oh. Stop sign would be like the megalith. Stop sign would be like the tablet in the middle of the desert. Drivers can be quite aggressive and will seldom yield. It is advisable at most intersections to stop and verify that there is no oncoming traffic, even if it appears you have the right of way. So this was all recognized by the State Department. Haiti's unwritten rule of the road is that any vehicle that breaks down must be left exactly where it is stopped. Creates enormous problems. When do you guys think they deleted this from the State Department website, and how much do you want to bet it was in the year 2024? Can you believe that? How about that find by the crew? Johns Hopkins Nursing. Is this what it's like driving in Haiti? Oh, you run somebody over. Oh, my vehicle broke. I had no brakes. I waved my right arm. I waved out the window. Crazy. So they deleted this. When you go to find the links at stories that covered this and these warnings, it's gone from the State Department. And now they're all in Haiti, causing car accidents every single day. They will drive into oncoming traffic, it says on the State Department website. How much you want to bet they erased it in the year 2024? Anybody? Any takers? Travel.state.gov, a service of the Bureau of Consular Affairs, travel, international travel information on Haiti. The warnings about driving are completely deleted now. How much you want to bet that was in the year 2024? How much do you want to bet? It's gone. That's a find. That's a find by the crew right there. We're gonna clip that out and put it on X. All right. What else do we have here? Oh, listen to this. So the Fed cut rates. This is crazy. This is back-to-back crazy, actually. Here's Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in a press conference about this. Now, he's talking about unemployment. See if you catch what he admits here. See if you catch what he says in clip 11.
So on the job creation, it depends on the inflows, right? So if you're having millions of people come into the labor force, then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So it really depends on what's the trend underlying the volatility of people coming into the country. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also...
Illegal immigrants, the Biden-Harris open borders, is causing unemployment numbers to skyrocket. Let's read between the lines. All the jobs are going to non-citizens. Now remember, two things happened in the last year. One, the Biden-Harris administration made this claim of all these new jobs and all these new hirings. Then when the data came out, it turned out, I believe the number was 60 or 70%. I think it was in the 60%. 60%, let's say, of the new job hirings were non-citizens. So they were bragging and propping this up of, oh, look at all the new hirings. The vast majority were non-citizens. That was probably the most egregious. Then it came out earlier this year, and they said, look at these job numbers, look at these job numbers. And it turned out they just outright lied about the job numbers. It'd be like if you did some math and you didn't get the number you wanted, so you just hit times four, and you said, nope, there it is, we'll just do it that way. So they just lied. They just completely fabricated the numbers. So this economy is even worse, but it's worse from just a sheer financial standpoint. It's worse because the jobs market is now being watered down because all the new jobs and hirings are going to non-citizens. The Federal Reserve Chair just admitted it. Now, people are claiming that this came from the White House to cut this rate during an election year to make them look better. Powell is claiming this is because inflation has eased, which is true. I mean, it skyrocketed to like 20%, and now this year it's kind of stopped there since Biden got in. So it went way up as soon as Biden-Harris got in, and then it slowly kind of just halted to where it's flat now, but it's 20% since they got in. And so that's what Powell is saying is the case. So inflation finally halted, so we cut rates. Well, Biden was forced to address the claim that the White House was responsible for this rate cut with less than 50 days to go till the election. Listen to what he says in clip 9.
And by the way, I've never once spoken to the chairman of the Fed since I became president.
Interesting. Now, let's just play along here. Okay. The president of the United States has never spoken to the chairman of the Federal Reserve? Doesn't that seem like a problem? Doesn't that thing seem like, you know, maybe that should be a normal line of communication between those two people? I mean, maybe not every day, maybe not every month, but, you know, maybe quarterly, yearly, anything? Joe Biden claims he's not spoken to the Federal Reserve Chair one time since becoming president. That's odd, except it's a lie. Here's Joe Biden and Jerome Powell in the Oval Office together, talking. Clip 10.
First, I want to begin by congratulating you, Mr. Chairman, on your recent confirmation of second term, along with Drs. Brainard and Cook and Jefferson, recent confirmations. And I'm meeting with the Chairman today and Secretary Yellen to discuss my top priority, and that is addressing the flu.
Now, that was 2021. I don't know what's worse. What would be worse? Joe Biden never meeting with the Federal Reserve Chair when he was president, or claiming he never did when there's videos of him in an office talking to him? And he obviously talks to him. It's just a joke. And see, you know, that's the problem is we're just such an unserious population now. We're such an uninformed, misinformed population now that he can just get away with that crap. I mean, this should be completely unacceptable. The entire American media should be excoriating Joe Biden today. He never met with the Federal Reserve chair. Hey, dude, here's a video of you in the office with the Federal Reserve chair meeting with him, talking to him. This is a joke, but that's what they do. Oh, you're over here watching all the celebrities that hung out with P. Diddy. You're distracted by all the celebrities that hang out with P. Diddy and have the sex orgies on tape. Oh, so Joe Biden lying about this, lying about that, foreign influence, foreign money. As long as the American media covers it up, nobody cares. Nobody knows. And who knows? Maybe some of those members of the media are hanging out at a Diddy party. Maybe some of those members of the American media are hanging out on Epstein Island. Or who knows where else. Remember the CNN producer that was trying to do a little sex club? Remember that? Last year, he got busted? Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to sell drugs and, you know, I'm going to sell marijuana and, you know, maybe make some money and make some friends. Okay, yeah. Well, with these guys, it's like, I'm going to have sex orgy parties and I'm going to have hidden cameras and I'm going to film them and I'm going to blackmail them and I'm going to get influence. Yeah. Freaks. But then you're over here focused on these false idols. Joe Biden comes out and says, I never met with the Federal Reserve chair, which if it was true would be a story, but it's a complete lie and it's still not a story. And they just get away with all of it. By the way, how many people can relate to this? Have you ever ordered maybe a ride service or a food service and they don't speak English, or maybe some other service sector, maybe a moving company or appliance repairman, and they don't speak English? You ever had this problem? I certainly know I have. So one DC coffee shop is upset. The owner is upset. He works with Uber Eats to deliver food, and he's having problems because the deliverers don't speak English. Now, you could understand how that might be a problem. Maybe you need to give them a specific direction. Maybe there's something they need to know. You need to, you know, whatever it is, and they don't speak English. Kind of a problem. Yeah? Maybe you get fed up because it's causing your business problems. Maybe you get fed up because it's hurting your bottom line, hurting your deliveries. Yeah? Well, he got fed up and took it out on an Uber Eats delivery boy that didn't speak English. Went like this in clip 16.
Being in America, you need to learn it. Learn English. Learn it. You get money in America? This isn't you getting money in America. Learn English. I don't give a fuck. Learn it. Learn it. You riding on the roads? Learn English. Learn English. Learn English. Learn English. Learn English. This ain't your fucking country. This ain't your fucking country. Learn English. Learn English. This ain't your fucking country.
All right.
Learn English.
Now, let's just look at the surface level problem of what's going on here, and then we'll get into the video and what's happened since. I'm sure this has happened to anybody that's used a ride service, food delivery service, any service sector, stuff like that. You've probably dealt with this. I know it's happened to me. I've had ride services. People don't speak English. I try to give them directions to get to the location. They don't speak English. They don't know what I'm saying. They're just going off a map, driving into nowhere. Great situation to be in. Great situation to be in. Food delivery person. They can't find the neighborhood. They call you. They don't speak English. You're trying to tell them how to get to the neighborhood. Guess what? You never get the food. Go figure. Appliance repairman, mover, whatever. You tell them. You give them directions. They don't know what you're saying. So how is this happening? Because they're all illegal immigrants. These are the jobs that are created. This is a new service sector industry, ride shares, food delivery services, like Uber Eats or Uber even itself. These are new jobs, new to the service sector. These are the jobs created, and then they all get hired, illegal immigrants, non-citizens. This all came out in the jobs report. So, yeah, they don't speak English. They get flown in from foreign countries. They never speak English, and then they get these jobs. And then it hurts people's businesses. It wastes their time. It costs them money. It's a problem. Now, okay, to get to the video, you could say that this guy maybe handled it the wrong way. But at the same time, I mean, how else are you supposed to handle it? Maybe take it up with corporate or something? But what are you supposed to do when you're in a partnership, and that's what it was, by the way, and I'll explain that coming up in a second. He was in a partnership. This business, this DC coffee shop, was in a partnership with Uber Eats delivery service. Now, if you have your deliverers don't speak English, can you imagine how many problems you have? Probably every single day. They can't find the apartment. They don't know what apartment number. They don't know how to turn on a street. They don't know where to park a car. They don't know anything. They can't speak English. So I'm sure it probably cost him a lot of time, a lot of money. So he's fed up. So he probably takes it out, you might say wrongly or rudely, on that one delivery boy. But nonetheless, there it is. The frustration, I think we can relate to anybody that's been through that. So really, it comes down to you should not be hired if you can't speak English, if communication is an important part of the job. I can't believe you have to say that. But the companies don't care because they have a monopoly on these services. So they can hire whoever they want. And they'd rather hire the illegal immigrant that they can pay minimum wage instead of the American that they might have to pay a living wage. Now, the illegal immigrant is also subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. So they get government money, taxpayer money, so they can work for a minimum wage. The American citizen doesn't have that advantage. So they have to make more money. So that's how this big thing goes. It's all a giant scam. It's all a giant scandal by the same people that hate you and hate your country and want to destroy it. Now, Uber support, again, the partnership, I guess, is over. We are disgusted by the behavior in this video. Hate has no place on our platform, and we have removed this business from our app and are working to check in on this courier's well-being. Well, good luck. He doesn't speak English. Hey, how do you feel? No hablo inglés. Are you doing okay? No hablo inglés. Do you want to continue working? No hablo inglés. Do you feel hurt? Do you need any support? No hablo inglés. Would you like counseling? No hablo inglés. Trabajo? So this is a big problem. Now, see how quickly you'll be abandoned? Oh, Black Lives Matter. Black Americans are suffering. Black business owners. Black business. Oh, but as soon as that illegal immigrant, guess what? That black American gets thrown right under the bus and not a single liberal Democrat cares about it. But it gets even worse. Uber Eats driver's viral encounter with DC coffee shop owner sparks hate crime investigation. Hate crime investigation. See how quickly they'll throw you under the bus? Black businesses, black Americans, Black Lives Matters. Black. Oh, but here comes an illegal immigrant. Sorry, black. You're in the back of the line with the rest of the whites now. And now you're guilty of a hate crime. Ooh.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
I got more Kamala cringe for you.
Would you like some Kamala cringe? It's always the same with this woman. This is from years ago. She's always done the fake cackle, the awkward laugh. And really, this tells the larger story. They say, oh, Trump's all about Trump. It's all about them. This is all about Kamala being on the Kamala tour and feeling good about herself and being president. She doesn't give a damn about this country. She doesn't give a damn about the American people. This is all about her. You know, Hillary Clinton just came out with her third memoir. She's on a book tour right now. How many memoirs has that woman written? Memoir number four? When is she going to come out with five? It's all about them. It's all about themselves. They're the selfish bastards. Kamala Harris has never even had a job. So, here she is making it all about herself in one of the most cringy fashions you've ever seen in clip 20.
You know, I was the first person to be a woman attorney general of California. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney of San Francisco. I was the first person of color to be elected attorney general of California. Whatever. First. Welcome to the Role Model Club. It's tough. Being a part of the Role Model Club means being in a room where sometimes you may be the only person who has had the experiences you've had.
Wow. Humility. Such a strong point from Kamala Harris. That was from years ago, folks. She's always been doing this awkward phoniness. She's always been changing accents. She does the chicken wing thing there, too. Her voice shaking when she realized nothing she says is landing. Good Lord. But, she obviously got the nominee in a democratic process. She obviously got the nominee in an open primary, right? It was an open primary, guys. We all remember the open primary, right? We remember the open primary. I mean, at least Nancy Pelosi thinks there was an open primary. Clip 14.
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary when if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind because you saw all the excitement around Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary, and she won it. Nobody else got in the race because she was politically astute.
Wow. Even the lady interviewing her there was like, what? If you catch it at the end and Pelosi ends up talking over her, she tries to cut her off. You can look at her face. So, I mean, pause it real quick. We'll play it again. Just pause it right here because I just want the ending anyway. I mean, the question is obvious. So, I mean, credit to whoever this lady is here. Yeah, there was no open primary. Didn't happen. Actually, well, hold on. There was an open primary, actually. And Joe Biden won. So, actually, there was an open primary. Joe Biden won. And they snubbed RFK Jr. I mean, that's what actually happened. And there were no debates. So, it really wasn't even in an open primary. There was a closed, rigged primary process that resulted in Joe Biden getting the votes and the delegates and the nominee. And then they just gave it to Kamala. Then they just ran the coup on Joe Biden and just gave it to Kamala. So there was no open primary with Kamala Harris. There were no challengers for Kamala Harris. She never ran. She never even ran. So, I mean, that's just basic history now. That's basic fact. And so the host is like, yeah, I mean, there was no democratic process. There was no nominee of Harris. You just kind of gave it to her. Is that because she's so great? And you notice how she puts a bow on it, too? Like, yeah, nobody voted for Kamala. You didn't really have a primary. But was it because she's just so great? Was it because she's just, I mean, she just sparkles and just in her aura and she's so brat. And I mean, just, oh, you just gave it to her because she's just that amazing. She's just the greatest thing that's ever happened. So you just gave it to her. Is that what happened? Play it again. Listen to the bow she puts on it. So it's like, yeah, you didn't have a democratic process. You didn't have a nomination process. You just gave it to Kamala. But is that because she's just so perfect?
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary when if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind because you saw all the excitement around Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race because she was politically astute.
Did you hear those? She's like, well, now hold on. Well, hold on a second. Man, they'll just lie about anything, won't they? Joe Biden, I never talked to the Federal Reserve Chair. That's odd. Here you are with the Federal Reserve Chair talking on video. Kamala Harris, we had an open primary. Kamala won. Oh, okay. Okay. What will they lie about next? Oh, here you go. Here's one for you. How about the open border cover-up that's going on right now? Former Chief Border Patrol Agent Aaron Hike during a congressional testimony. This is kind of scary, actually. Clip 12.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Did you vote? Are you going to vote? Will you ask people that you know to vote, please? And will you ask them to vote for me? Thank you.
So that's it's a Border Patrol whistleblower is what it is, much like the great whistleblower we had on our show this week. I mean, this is such huge stuff, and it's just, you know, just don't even talk about it. I mean, there should be emergency hearings. There should be emergency press conferences. There should be emergency actions, executive orders. The American media should be running sirens about this story. Folks, he just told you. The policy comes from the White House that when you encounter a potential terror threat crossing the border, scrub it from the record. Don't report it and let them in. And then when Border Patrol agents are kind of like looking around and they're like a murmur kind of starts in the room, they just say, okay, fine, we'll fly them in on airplanes so that you don't even see them. They're flying in terror threats. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. See, it all comes back to our taxpayer dollars fund this entire criminal operation. This is a sex trafficking operation. This is a human trafficking operation. This is a terror trafficking operation. This is a voter replacement operation. This is a cheap labor operation. Everybody benefits, and the U.S. taxpayer pays for the entire freaking thing. We pay for the transportation. We pay for the housing. We pay for the subsidies. And then the coyotes get to traffic their children, traffic their sex slaves. The businesses get their cheap labor. The NGOs get all of their hundreds of millions of dollars to run the whole thing. And you, the American taxpayer, foot the bill. And then I'm going to sit here and be told we need to keep the government funded? Fuck the government! How about that? You want to steal my money? And you want to fund sex trafficking and drug trafficking and human trafficking and terrorism and cheap labor? Yeah, go ahead and shut the government down. Not soon enough. We need to fund the government. Give me a freaking break, man. How many whistleblowers do we have to have come forward? How many whistleblowers do we have to have come forward and tell you that the Biden-Harris regime and the Democrat Party are bringing in terrorists. That the Biden regime and the Democrat Party are bringing in rapists. That they're trafficking children. And I have to sit here and get lectured by a pathetic speaker, Mike Johnson, about funding the government? Tell me, Mike Johnson, are you in on the game? Who's paying you off, Mike Johnson? Do your friends that have big companies that are getting this cheap labor, are they paying you off? You got friends in the sex trafficking game, Speaker Johnson? Why is it that you want to allow this to happen? Fund the government. Shut it down. Fund the government, except remove the ND and put a CK in there. See, that's an appropriate response. I'm not an extremist. That's a normal response. I'm not abnormal. I'm not far right. I'm not far left. I'm not far anything. I'm real. That is a real response. That is a human response. That's somebody with a soul and common sense and logic that says, wait a second. I've got multiple Border Patrol whistleblowers. They're telling me the U.S. government is bringing in terrorists, bringing in sex traffickers, bringing in drug traffickers, and I'm paying for the whole thing. And I'm supposed to sit here and take it and not be upset because Kamala Harris is brat. And Mike Johnson says we got to fund the government. And then these scoundrels and then these rats, you get a single issue bill that says we're going to deport illegal immigrants that rape a woman. And these rats vote it down. These pigs, these scum. These criminals vote it down. And I need to fund the government. Yeah. Unfreaking believable. But see, that's the problem. See, that's real. That's organic. Americans are sick of it. And you know, I've literally been put in jail for my speech. And I don't bring this up to talk about me. I bring this up because they quoted things that I said on this show having nothing to do with January 6th. Simply saying, it was all before January 6th. Simply saying on this show, they went and listened to all my shows, transcribed it, everything, brought it up into the hearings. And they said, because they claimed that this was somehow calling for violence. No, you can go read this. It's all public documents. I said that if they steal the election from Trump, that there will be people in Washington, D.C. And they say that was a threat. No, I'm on air telling it like it is. I'm on air doing real political analysis and forecasting. And I was 100% right. So this is not a threat. I'm not involved in this. I'm out of the street game. I'm out of the activist game. You've sidelined me. I'm on probation. I'm a good little boy. I just sit here in studio with my nice little microphone and my nice crew. We do a nice show here. We're glad you're tuned in. Means a lot to me. But you got me. You got me. You threw me in prison. You put me on federal probation like I'm a big criminal. I'm a non-felon. Go to a prison. Non-felon on a felony probation. No, not a felon. So you got me. I don't do the activism. I don't go out in the streets. I don't organize rallies. You got me. I'm a good little boy here. So no, I'm not calling for activism. I'm telling you, if you steal this election from Trump, it's going to be much worse. I will have nothing to do with it. I won't promote it. I won't organize anything. I won't call for any action. Nothing. I'll be sitting right here in Austin, Texas, in my studio with my crew, like a good little boy on probation. Like a good little American slave to the federal government. You got me. You got me in shackles. You put the tape over my mouth. You censored me. Okay. I'll have nothing to do with it. But you know it. It doesn't even matter. So why am I saying this? Because this is real. You want to keep replacing American workers with illegal immigrants? People are going to get pissed off. You want to keep electing Democrats who hate this country and lie to the people? People are going to get pissed off. You want to keep putting people on television like David Muir to moderate a debate who's going to attack Donald Trump the whole time? People are going to get pissed. It's not because I'm up here with a microphone talking about it. It's because you're a damn criminal engaging in this stuff, and the American people see it now. So this is what happened outside of the Trump rally when they spotted an ABC News crew in clip six. Taken our patience and our kindness for weakness, and you've pushed the American people to a breaking point. I wasn't at that rally. I had nothing to do with that. I don't know those people. They probably don't know me. They probably never heard of my show. So you can sit here and throw me in prison and talk about January 6th and blame me for it and all this garbage. You know it's a complete lie. It doesn't matter. It's You can kill Donald Trump. You can shut Alex Jones. You can shut InfoWars down. The American people are fed up. They are fed up, man. They know what you've done. They know you've invaded the country. They know you've collapsed the economy. They know you've stolen our birthright. They know you've stuck us in wars overseas that have nothing to do with us, spending trillions of dollars. They know that you tax us at ridiculous, unaffordable rates. They know. And we've been patient, and we've been kind, and we've just kind of just treaded along here. But the American people are reaching a breaking point now. So I'm not calling for anything. I don't condone any of this behavior. I'm just a broadcaster here doing play by play. And so you'll see though. You got it. You'll get Alex Jones off the air. You'll get Owen Schroyer out of the activist game. Who knows? Maybe you will kill Donald Trump. You're definitely going to try again. We'll see. Or you can just let us have our country back. Let us take our future back. Let us take the reins again. Stop stealing our money. Stop invading our country. Stop forcing us into wars that have nothing to do with us. Stop lying to us. It's that simple. But hey, it won't be me. Won't be me. I'm out of the game. You'll shut Alex Jones up. You'll shut InfoWars down. You'll try to take Trump out. So don't look at me. I'm just calling play-by-play here. That's all I'm doing. But soon that'll be a crime, too. Just any, you know, the First Amendment doesn't exist. So, you know, hey, you're just on air. So just you're charged with a crime now for being on air. Where's your on-air license? Actually, I used to have those in the 90s. Internet kind of changed that. So. But hey, look, we just want to elect our president. We just want representatives that don't want to have open borders. We just want to cut taxes. It's not like, can we just do that? Can you just leave us alone? We just don't want all these foreign wars. We just don't want $2 trillion in the Middle East. We just don't want $200 billion to Ukraine. That's really all we want. And then you just put a knife to our neck. So, let's see what happens. Oh, this guy sits in the bushes to try to kill Trump, and you cover it up. You don't even talk about it. Guy's a Harris sticker on his truck. Guy donates to Democrats. Somebody leaks him the information that Trump's going to be golfing so he can stake it out in a sniper's nest. And you don't even talk about it. You don't even investigate it. You're too busy trying to shut InfoWars down. Incredible. Incredible. That's what's going on. All right, we got some other things. I've gone long here. We're working on getting a guest with the story, and maybe you've seen it. A young lady goes to get her vaccines, and it just completely destroys her body. The side effects are, I mean, it makes her unrecognizable, the swelling, the discoloration of the skin. We are working on either getting a family member or the nurse involved in her care now. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny puts it right. If it was suspected that an all-natural product did this to Alexis, this is the young girl's name, Alexis Lorenz. If it was suspected that an all-natural organic product did this to Alexis, you can be certain that the FDA would be sending stormtroopers in to confiscate the product, arrest everyone involved, and proceed to shut down the entire supplement industry as quickly as possible. But because Big Pharma vaccines are responsible for this atrocity, you can bet it's going to be business as usual for these greedy, maniacal criminals. So working on getting some more exclusive coverage, but obviously the family is very overwhelmed right now with this absolute devastating situation. And it's one of many, unfortunately. We played the other one with the child, goes in to get his routine vaccines and just comes out entirely different. It's heartbreaking stuff, man. It's just heartbreaking stuff. There's no other way to put it. Just crushing stuff, really. Speaking of Big Pharma, I'm out of time. Maybe we'll get this tomorrow. Would you be surprised to find out there's a trial going on right now for murder? A young girl who shot her mom fatally, then tried to shoot her stepdad. The trial is ongoing. There may be a result by the end of the day or tomorrow. Would you be surprised to find out that there was a big pharmaceutical drug involved in that young child's life? And maybe even some trans indoctrination? And ends up shooting her mother? Mm-hmm. They won't talk about that, though. No. Everything's so out of whack, man. Everything's so out of whack. We just want to put things back in a common sense, natural order for our civilization to thrive again, where our citizens get put first and not last, and we can be free and have prosperity again. It's really all we want. It's really not that big of a deal. And maybe some, you know, maybe some actual celebrities, you might say, that aren't a bunch of sexual deviants and perverts and film each other doing God knows what. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room for today. Taking a 21-hour break. And we'll do it all again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.